Okay, today, Bishop, we're continuing in the 13th parak of Maseches Yevamos, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes. So the Mishnah talks about a case where both tsaros had the same type of marriage midrabanan. Misha yinasa l'shtei yisomos katana. Someone was married to two women, but they're both yisomos katana. So he was only married midrabanan to both of them, the Mesa. And then this guy died without any kids. So now they both have to face his brother for Yibum. So biyaso chalitza shalach man patar sarasa, having bia or chalitza with one of these women patters the other one from Yibum or Chalitza, and she won't need anything. So since they both have the same type of marriage midrabanan with their husband, so they both have the same level of Zika. So they're just like any other two tsaros, where as long as you take care of one of them, the other tsar is taken care of. V'chein shtei chershos. And similarly, if you have two women who are both chershos, so they're only married midrabanan, because the chereshos can only be married midrabanan. So if one of them takes care of Chalitza, then the other one is automatically Potter. Now the Mishnah talks about what if you have two women who are married to the same man, midrabanan, but it's not the same type of marriage, midrabanan. Ketana v'chareshes. One of the wives is a ketana, the other one is a chareshes. Both midrabanan, but different. So ein bias achas man poter sarasa. Having one of them do yibum does not potter the other one, because the marriage midrabanan are the two marriages midrabanan are different. So maybe one of them is a stronger bond, is a stronger marriage than the other one, and therefore maybe one of them has a stronger Zika than the other one. So the Yibum of one of them doesn't pater the other. Now, what if one marriage is Doraisa and the other one is Drabanan? Pikachas v'charashas. One woman is a regular woman and the other one is a chareshes. Bias ha-pikachas poteres es ha-chareshes. So if the pikachas does yibum v'chalitza, that will pater the chareshes. But vein bias ha-chareshes poteres es ha-pikachas. If the chareshes does yibum v'chalitza, it does not pater the pikachas. It does not pater the regular woman, because the chareshes clearly has a much weaker zika, because she has a much weaker marriage. And therefore, her taking care of that zika will not exempt the tsara, who has a real strong zika. Now, another case is Gedola uKetana. One of them is a Gedola, and the other wife was a Ketana. So Biasa Gedola Pateres Ketana, and Biasa Ketana Pateres Gedola. Predictably, if the Gedola does Yibum or Chalitza, so that will pater the Ketana, who had a much weaker marriage. But if the Ketana did Yibum or Chalitza, that does not pater the Gedola, who had a much stronger marriage. Now we move on to Mishnah Tes. So if two tsaros are facing case of Yibum, and once one of them has Yibum, of course the other one is not allowed to marry any of the brothers of the deceased husband. If one of the brothers violates that Isser and sleeps with the Tzara, she is not his wife, it is not a Yibum, and it does not apostle the first Tzara from staying married to the Yavam who she got married to. Now that's the rule when we're talking on a Doraisa level. It's not always the rule when we're talking on a Dirabanan level, because there are cases where Midrabanan, a Yibum with one Tzara, doesn't really fulfill the requirement midrabanan for the other tzara. So it could be that sleeping with the second tzara can sometimes be considered an act of yibum. And so the Mishnah is going to make a distinction between two tsaros who have the same marriage midrabanan versus two tsaros who have different marriages midrabanan. So Misha inasu l'shtei yisomos ketanos v'meis. A man is married to two women that were both yisomos ketanos, so they're both only marriages midrabanan. And the guy drops dead. By Yavam al Rishona, the Yavam does Yibum with one of them, the Chazar Ubal Ashniya, and then he did Yibum with the second one, Osheba Achiv al Ashniya, or one of the other brothers did try to do Yibum with the second one, Lo Pasal Ash Rishona. That does not prevent the first one from staying with the original Yavam who had done Yibum with her, because once that Yibum was done, it definitely pattered the other Tzara, so the other Tzara didn't do any form of Yibum when she had Bia with him, with another one of the brothers. That was just a bias history. There was no element of that that's yibum. V'chein shtei chershos, and the same is true if they were both chershos. But ketana v'chareshes, by yavam al ketana, if one of them was a ketana and the other one was a chareshes, so they're both only married midrabanan, but it's midrabanan for different reasons, and the yavam had did yibum with the ketana v'chazer b'al chareshes or shabal chival chareshes, and then he tried to do yibum with the chareshes, or one of the other brothers tried to do yibum with the chareshes, Lo pasul as a katana. He does not pasul the katana from remaining married to the yavam, but by yavam al chareshes v'chazur b'al katana. But if he first was with the chareshes and then with the katana, shabach b'al katana, or one of the other brothers tried to do yibum with the katana after the first brother had done yibum with the chareshes, then pasul as a chareshes, and that does pasul the chareshes from being able to stay married to the yavam, because the marriage midrabanan of a chareshes is considered a lesser marriage than the marriage midrabanan of a katana, and therefore the yibum of the chareshes does not really release the zika of the katana. So even if the yibum of the chareshes, even after the yibum of the chareshes, part of the katana's zika is even after the yibum that the chareshes did, some of the zika that the katana has is still in place, because the katana zika is a stronger zika. So when the yavam or one of the other brothers then has bia with the katana, that's considered a quasi act of yibum, and therefore they both had yibum, and therefore they're both aser, and he has to divorce the chareshes. So let's chazer over again what we did today. In Mishnah Ches, we learned that if someone was married to two Yusamos Katanos, meaning one man married to two women, but both on a Drabanan level, and he dropped dead, so the Bia or the Chalitza with one of them paters the other one, and the same is true if he was married to two Chereshos. But if he was married to a Katana and a Chereshos, then the Bia of one of them does not necessarily pater the other one. If he was married to one woman on a Daraisa level, because she was a Pikachas, and another woman on a Drabanan level, because she was a chareshes, so bia with the pikachas does pater the chareshes, but bia with the chareshes does not pater the pikachas. If he was married to a gedola and a katana, bia with the gedola does pater the katana, but bia with the katana does not pater the gedola. And then in Mishnah Tess we said that if someone was married to two yusamos katanos, so both marriages midrabanan, and he dropped dead, and one of the yavams did yibum with the first one, and then another yavam went, or he himself went and did bia with the second one, then it does not passel the first marriage, because the first marriage, the first yibum, is the one that counts. And similarly, if there are two chareshes, katana and a chareshes, so the same would be true if there are two chareshes, that the first one counts and releases the other one from yibum. So if the other one does a yibum, it doesn't count as a yibum at all, and the first one could stay married. However, if one of them was a katana and the other one was a chareshes, so if the yavam initially did yibum with a katana, and then he or one of the other brothers did with the chareshes, so the katana could stay married. But if first he did with the chareshes and then with the katana, or another one of the brothers did with the katana afterwards, then it does passel the chareshes, because we assume that a katana has a stronger zika than a chareshes does. So even after the yibum of the chareshes, there's still some zika remaining with the katana. Okay, Bezhem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Yud.